Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Good day, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever time it is for you in your place in the world. Thank you for joining me. This is Molly McCord. Today is January 9th, 2019, and every Wednesday we gather and connect to talk about the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of right now. So in today's show, we have a lot to cover. We're going to cover everything that's happening in the world. That's a big category, right? We're going to cover some of the main things happening right now. It's a big time in astrology right now. This is a big week. And I want to show you some of the connections that are happening between astrology and the real world. I'm going to do a story time in today's show. We're going to talk about Mars in Aries. We're going to pick up on that story time from last December, where Mars was in Pisces, and then he hit the ground running to begin a new start here in Aries. And I'm going to share with you this story time where Mars in Aries becomes a gladiator in the Colosseum. Except he's a really frustrated gladiator. So I will include that in today's show. And I'm also going to share with you more about these energies that I keep seeing that are quite cool and cosmic, and they feel like important visuals to help us remember the bigger picture of right now, because I see it as a light show. Okay, a light show. So I'm going to talk about that more too. So a lot to cover today, and thank you for joining me. I realize that you might be listening to this show after January 9th, but whenever you come to this program, I trust that it is the right time for you. Now, if you are listening to this show between January 9th and January 13th, 2019, I have a free Kindle ebook for you. It is a short story chapter from one of my books, and it is about claiming divine feminine power. And I felt that this was an especially important offering to give you right now, because we have completed Venus's long journey through Scorpio, where Venus had to go into her fears. She had to go into where she felt powerless. She had to understand more about her eternal connection to unconditional love. And as she made this voyage, as you moved through something that perhaps felt scary, fearful, intimidating, or big, you arrived on the other side of it with a new, higher perspective and understanding. And this is what happens when Venus moves into Sagittarius. That just happened this week. Venus is now at 2 degrees of Sagittarius, and she's voyaging forward. She is feeling uplifted, inspired, motivated. She's ready to learn. She wants to see more. She wants to understand and expand. So Venus is quite big when she's in Sagittarius, and she's going to be making a conjunction with Jupiter that expands her even more. And Venus is about our ability to love ourselves, to respect ourselves, to see how valuable we are. That's what you've been learning. That's the next layer of information that's been coming up. This could be showing up in your relationships with people through money or financial means, through understanding your emotional self, anything that showed you more about you. And Venus voyages forward now, and she makes a conjunction with Jupiter coming up here when she gets to about 14 degrees of Sagittarius. Now, that's going to happen later in the month. That's going to happen January 19th. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, January 19th, the 20th, 21st, 22nd. She's making that, applying that conjunction to Jupiter. So it grows, right? But we're approaching a sense of, I'm ready to expand. I'm ready to be bigger in my energy, bigger in my light. It's very rejuvenating. It's very much about what you learned about yourself, what you learned about your hardships, what you learned about what you could endure and move through. So part of this month is really feeling a sense of belief in yourself, a new trust in yourself. And those of you who follow along know that in the story time I talked about Venus and those three dots on her forehead, right, that she really was transformed permanently. So this free chapter that I'm offering you is about claiming divine feminine power. And it's set in Egypt, and the main character, her name is Paquette. And she has always found solace in the great river, the Nile. And on one fateful night under the full moon's light, it is the Nile that saves her life as she must escape the danger brewing within her family. She is pushed to the edge of her fears, and with only her dead mother as a whispering guide, Paquette must trust herself more than ever before to claim all of her divine feminine power and embrace the mystical teachings she has studied for years. Will she make it through the turmoil and become her own heroine, or will she be pulled under by power, ego, and dominant men? When dark forces are working against you, it is time to make a choice to be stronger and bolder as you stand in the knowingness of your soul's light. So, and this short story is then followed by spiritual teachings on spiritual independence, stepping into greater personal power, family soul contracts, rebirthing while in human form, and awakening consciousness. This is just one chapter in my book, The Unlimited Sparks of a Bonfire. This book has seven chapters with these seven different short stories all about soul growth, reincarnation, and the lessons and energies we move through in a lifetime. So this book is free for you on Kindle until January 13th, 2019. It is e-chapter 6. Claiming Divine Feminine Power. I hope it resonates. I hope it supports you. I hope it brings you clarity about your own journey. That's one of the best things we can receive at times. Please know that right now is a big time in the world. It's a big time because the sun in Capricorn is at 19 degrees as I do this show, and it's about to make a conjunction with Pluto in Capricorn at 20 degrees. That will be exact January 10th. And then from then on, over the next 4 or 5 days, the sun in Capricorn moves into the degrees of Capricorn that are going to be huge on the world stage in 2020. This means that the sun in Capricorn is shining a light on issues that we are going to be dealing with in 2020 and beyond. This means to pay attention to what is coming up, what is on the forefront, what is being revealed. And here in the United States, one perfect example of this energy is the current discussion and debate about the border wall that is being contended. It's a contentious issue, and it's not going to end soon. When Saturn in Capricorn made a conjunction to the sun in Capricorn, that is when the United States government offered a partial shutdown. Many hundreds of thousands of people were either put on furlough or had to work without pay or were suspended. And this is an energy that will continue because this is the energy of Capricorn that we're working with. This is something that is, I'm getting the image of how this is the issue. This is how the world is changing. This is how the U.S. is going to be changing permanently. The border wall represents these energies and how there's more to the story than what's being publicly revealed or discussed. And when Saturn is conjunct Pluto in Capricorn in January 2020, even more information will come out. So this is an issue that we're going to see unfold and progress as a demonstration of Capricorn energies. Of course, this is just an example in the United States. There are other issues worldwide. There are many countries around the world who are dealing with their own Capricorn energies, governments, policies, institutions, business practices. All of this is coming up right now. It's happening worldwide, and it's going to change the world permanently. Saturn in Pluto in Capricorn conjunction is going to change the world permanently. And typically we can say, oh, well, things will get resolved, or it's just another partisan issue, or it's just something that they have to negotiate and talk about. The astrology suggests that what we're moving through right now is not going to have easy resolutions, and in fact, it's leading to even bigger developments that are going to show us where we are collectively changing, where what we thought was stable, steady, secure is not, or is going away. It shows us how governments are going to be changing permanently, and the astrology suggests that anything that we relied on from the government, from big corporations, from organizations, world organizations, international organizations, will all be affected in the years to come. And what we are urged to do with the North Node in Cancer is to come back home, come back to our local communities, come back to our local environments, focus on what we can do at a more local hometown level, looking at what you can do to take care of yourself, take care of your family, to take care of your needs without relying upon these bigger organizations, governments, or corporations, because they are all undergoing a very deep, intense change that, again, it's not clear, and we don't all know the answers. We don't have the answers. You know, there's many potentials. There's many possibilities. So I like to say that and keep that in mind, that this isn't about creating fear, of which I never want to do with this show. This is about creating strength. This is about creating a return to your choices, a return to what you can do, a return to, even when all of this is happening in the world and it can feel overwhelming or big, what choices can I make that make me feel in command and with a sense of ownership over my life and what's happening and what's unfolding? So essentially what we're seeing right now in the world are the issues that will continue. It's unlikely that they will have quick or easy or fast solutions or resolutions. It's more likely that they will continue on, and that we are meant to take back our sense of safety and security internally, and to not rely upon other organizations, governments, etc., to do that for us. I know that some of you who listen to the show, this is a big concern for you right now. And so what is something you can do to take care of your life right now? If you're worried about a paycheck, if you're worried about your next steps, this is a big deal. I mean, this could be the retirement, right? Like, this could be your stocks. This could be bigger issues. And it's the astrology is showing us that things are going to be changing. And I feel like there's a responsibility to say that. And I know that there's many astrologers talking about this. But I also feel there's a responsibility to go deeper and to look at why you as a soul chose to be here during these very big times, and why you as a soul knew you wanted to participate and contribute, and how you as a soul knew you could make the right choices for yourself, for your family, for your life, and that that would be part of how you were growing in your human journey at this time. So these changes are big. There's a lot more going on than what is being shown. And so part of this light show that I've been seeing is actually really fascinating, really cool. I've been feeling like the Earth has been receiving some really big downloads of energy, not only from the sun, but from other galactic energy sources, definitely through the galactic center, but also through other openings, if you will, other ways that energy has come in and been influencing our planet, of which it is a small planet when you consider it in relation to other planets and energies. I feel like the earth has been receiving some new downloads of energies that have been very supportive of these transitions, have been very supportive of what needs to shift, and that it's something that we're feeling energetically and perhaps physically. On Monday's show, I talked about how I was feeling the symptoms of the eclipse. Perhaps you were too. And we're living in eclipse times right now. The next eclipse is coming up on January 20th and 21st. And so these are the downloads that come through, and these are the energies that we can't always mentally comprehend, but we feel or we sense. You could feel it in a supportive manner where you have a lot of energy, a lot of strength, a lot of gusto, a lot of inspiration, and then you could feel the other side of the pendulum swing where you feel exhausted, you feel queasy, you have headaches, you feel that you just need to sleep. There's many ways that these symptoms can work with us, can show up. And what I've been feeling is that I get these images of, they look like discs, like light discs that are coming through and being implanted and integrated into the spine. And our spines are filled with vertebrae, right? And these energies, these light discs, are in between the vertebrae, providing a padding. And they look like a checker. Like, you know how you play checkers, the black and white checkers? Only these are light discs. And they're going inside the vertebrae, and they're supporting this Capricorn backbone, this Capricorn strength, the sense of I trust in myself, I believe in myself, I know that I can handle this life, I know I can handle what I'm feeling and what I'm moving through. And so I'm seeing these light discs going into the vertebrae of those who are open and willing to receive. These energies come through with our free will. That free will can be at a soul level. It can be at a conscious human level. It can be through your dream state. It can be through your guides and your angels. But if you need support, I feel like something you can ask for is the support of these higher lights, energy frequencies. And the discs are coming through, inserted into the spine, in between the vertebrae, strengthening and strong. And then what I'm seeing is how the energy starts to move through the circuitry in our human bodies. So think about how we have our nervous system. We have our blood, right? We have our different electrical currents and energies, of which, you know, the human body is amazing in that way, and that we have all of these energies moving through us that are working together. And I feel this light starts to go through even the skin, even like that seventh layer of skin, the one closest or most internal layer of skin. I feel that the light also goes through the bones, which are the densest parts of us. And what I'm seeing is, think of a laser and how a laser beam is a very fast-moving light energy. I feel like there's this laser beam of light energy moving through the human body. And it is very high frequency, and it's pushing out. It's like pushing out these lower energies that are complete, almost like energetic debris in the body, pushing it out, pushing it through, and it creates these new channels of energy and these new channels of light. And it feels like a light show. If you've ever seen a light show, it's very fast moving, it's very dynamic, maybe you've got a lot of music pumping or going on, but it feels like there is a new integration of energy coming in, coming through with these eclipses right now. And it's meant to support the energies that we need for these big times. So I hope that gives you a good visual to work with, or perhaps to invite this energy in if you would like it to be something you experience. I felt it through my dreams, and I felt it in the mornings at times. And then I just, like I said, it just feels like these discs that are really supportive of what we need right now for the long term. The Capricorn energies are associated with the long term. So part of that is just working with our physical bodies in a new way and understanding how our bodies are supporting us in really powerful ways right now. Now, we have four planets in Capricorn. The Sun, obviously, and we've talked about Saturn and Pluto. And now we also have Mercury in Capricorn. And Mercury is just moving away from a square to Mars. So all of this Capricorn energy, the four planets in Capricorn, all say stop. Go slow. Think this through. Take clear, precise steps. We're meant to be very aware of what is happening for the long term. It's a sense of, what do I need to do right now that is in integrity, that's a sense of, this is the right next step. And where do I have to tend to my current responsibilities? Take care of business. Take care of what I agreed to do. Take care of things that I left, you know, unfinished, or that I had to come back and rework. It's a real sense of business, of taking care of your business in whatever way that means. But it's a sense of giving yourself time to ensure that nothing falls through the cracks, and that you're not trying to take any shortcuts, and that you're honoring. You're honoring that we have responsibilities that we don't always like to do, but we need to do, and that's Capricorn. You don't have to like it. You don't have to want to do it, but sometimes you just have to do it, right? You need to do it, and that can be our chores, or that could be your the things like for business that are just part of business, that are just part of the bigger picture. So we are being held accountable right now for what needs to be taken care of, and the slowdown. It can feel like you're slowed down. Mars in Aries is the part of us that wants to go fast and get it going and get it started, and I'm ready, and you take off running. And I'm going to talk about this energy here in just a few minutes when I start the story time. But it's important to note that what's also happening for us is that the Mars in Aries is our human will. It's our human ego. It's the parts of us that I want it now, I don't want to wait, I want it to happen. And yet all this Capricorn energy is saying that it's going to take work, it's going to take time, and it's going to take a plan, and make sure that you have things together, that you're really ready for what you're committing to, and that even as much as you want to start running, sometimes that really isn't the best plan right now. So there can be a sense of frustration. And that's our ego, okay? That's our sense of, I want to be in control. But so much of the energies are reminding us that we can take care of our bodies, we can take care of our minds, we have to take care of ourselves, but we are not in control because all these planets, it's like all these planets in Capricorn, just what I'm hearing is that there's more important matters to tend to first. And depending on how you work with earth signs in your chart, earth signs being Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn, depending on how you've tended to the real world and how you've shown up in the real world, this could be just another day for you. This could be something that you're aware of and you've got it and it's no big deal. But for other people, they're really struggling right now because they really wanted something to happen or to go, and it's not. And so they're losing faith, or they're losing trust in the process. And a lot of this Capricorn energy is saying, well, the rewards are going to come, but it's not going to be fast and it's not going to be immediate, but keep going. Plug on. keep moving. You know, do what you need to do on a daily basis to take those steps forward. So I'm feeling like I'm just getting the image of this human ego being deflated. Now, it's going to come back. You know, there's going to be these surges of energy and the sense of things clicking and happening. But if you were ready for something to really get started here in 2019, and it hasn't yet, I feel like the energy is going to come back in here to support what you want to do, but don't take it personally is another way to say it, because the Capricorn energy is reminding us that there's business to attend to, and the more you can just take care of some of these things on a daily basis, it'll feel like you're at least being productive. I'm just getting the image of these little, of like a really big idea, the vision, the project, the next step, the next, I want to do this, which is our Jupiter in Sagittarius energy that's giving us that vision and that inspiration and that sense of it's possible. And then all this Capricorn energy has applied the brakes, and it maybe has lost some of the energy in an unexpected way. It's like when you finish university or college and you have a degree and you're saying, I'm going to go out and do this job and get started on my career. And then you go out into the real world, which is Capricorn, and you go on all these interviews or you apply for all these jobs or you do all this work and nothing happens. And then a month goes by and 2 months goes by and 6 months maybe goes by and you're like, why did I get that degree in the first place? Why did I even follow that path if I can't even get a job? The Capricorn energy is the real world. And it says, well, there's other people who want that job too. There's other people who are more qualified. They have more experience. They, you know, maybe they know more people than you. They're more connected, et cetera, et cetera. But what you're meant to return to is your pure intention of why you went into that field to begin with. Because that represents how you want to show up in the world and what you want to contribute and what you want to focus on, where you want to spend your time every day, 8 hours a day, minimum, often for a job, where you want to spend your hours and your energy. So we're being asked to look at how we want to show up in the world and how we're able to keep believing and keep going and to stay motivated or to stay inspired even when things are moving slower, when they're not clicking or they're not connecting. There could be breakthroughs with Venus making a conjunction to Jupiter in Sagittarius there at 13, 14, 15 degrees. But that's also the point where both planets are squaring Neptune, which often means something is taken away because that Neptune in Pisces dissolves and it feels like you don't have the full story or you don't have everything you need, and that something you put a lot into has shifted and it's changed again. And this Neptune energy is strong because of how Neptune is working with both Jupiter and Sagittarius through a square. And then Neptune is sextiling Saturn and Capricorn. So we have a shifting, evolving dream. A vision that could almost feel hard to grasp and that you want it to look one way, or you thought it would look one way, and then it changed again. You thought this was the job you were going to get, and then the job was filled, and then it was closed, or then they decided they were no longer hiring. and then something else comes through. That's part of this energy too, though. It's like one thing maybe, it's like on the left hand, you had one option, on the right hand, another option. And if both of those go away, I feel like there's something else that comes through. It's like it's a very mystical, magical energy of we're not in control, but all you can do is show up and take the steps necessary, send out your resume, apply for the job, you know, show up and go through the steps, but keep trusting and keep knowing that the universe is guiding you and directing you to exactly that right thing, exactly that right job. So I hope that helps some of you. I feel like I'm speaking to some of you who are like really looking for your place in the world, and it can feel like it's evasive. You're like, what's going on? I thought it was this. And then you do the necessary steps and you take the actions, but then you keep trusting. And, you know, surrender is hard when so much of our real world participate. I mean, it's a big deal to not have these areas of life known yet. And I feel like this is part of where we're being guided to make sure that we're in alignment with who we really are. And that's the Uranus and Aries energy. Uranus and Aries just went direct a few days ago, January 7th, at 28 degrees of Aries. So this is a time of not compromising who you are, not compromising the truth of who you are, not compromising what you are here to offer, share, and put out into the world. Because the Uranus in Aries has been shaking off the false sense of self, the false sense of who I thought I was. It brings in this new identity. And there's only 2 degrees here of Uranus to travel. Uranus will be at 28 degrees of Aries and then 29 degrees of Aries, and then enters Taurus again on March 7th. So there's meant to be a real clear understanding that this is who I am right now, and this is how I'm different. This is how I'm a unique individual. There's that great saying that you're unique just like everyone else. It's true. How root chakra. You're meant to be having this really strong, powerful root chakra that feels safe, that feels strong, that feels able to handle life from a solid sense of self. A strong root chakra will enforce your ability to feel secure. It's typically associated with like fight or flight, and this is saying I don't have to fight and I don't have to run. I am. It's that simple. I am. And that's why we can be strong in ourselves like this root chakra that is so gorgeous, vibrant, and strong that it can't be swayed or it can't be knocked over. So it gives you this, seeing like a waterfall of confidence. Like the confidence just keeps coming in. Like even when you think it's gone, there's more confidence that comes in. Like the confidence to be yourself, the confidence to walk on this earth in your skin, the confidence to follow your soul mission, the confidence to show up and do your work. It's like the never-ending confidence. So I hope that that is actually part of what you feel or what you call in, especially going back to these light discs, that you get that sense of no matter what happens, no matter what shows up, I know I've got this. I know I can handle this. I know that I will have everything I need to move through it. And all of that contributes to a strong mentality, around yourself and your life and your purpose. Wow, okay, I'm just feeling a lot of energy moving right there. So I feel like there were some blocks that had to be busted out for some people. I feel like there were some things that needed to move through. And I'm just trusting that that message reached whoever it needed to reach. Now, the Mars story time is interesting because Mars is in Aries, which is his home. And he's typically very strong in Aries. He is a leader. He is an adventurer. He's ready to start the next journey. And he is ready to go. I mean, this is a solid green light. Hit the gas pedal. Let's go. Energy. I want to get there. I want to get there first. And I want to be the best. There's a sense of strength in self. Mars in Aries can have a big ego. It can have a sense of importance. It takes command. It takes a leadership role. And it tends to do things on a gut level. I feel this is right. I'm going to go for it. And it can happen really quickly. It isn't even something that passes through the head. It's just that sense of you feel your body moving before you know what's happening. That's Mars in Aries. Like you just start running, and you're like, where am I running to? I don't know, but I'm just going fast. I'm going to go and figure it out, right? I'm going to just start running, and I'll figure it out as I go. So the Mars in Aries is a jump start. It gets us moving. It gets us going. And Mars takes about 2 years to go through the full zodiac. So he's starting a new 2-year journey. And this is significant because, if you remember last summer, Mars was retrograde, clearing out, really going into some stuff that wasn't aware of, didn't know was there. And so now this new start, a fresh beginning, is even more important. And it's a realignment with our sense of self and the masculine energies of which we all have that give us the desire to go for something, to make it happen, to chase that dream, to follow the path. It's an invigorated energy. It's very determined. Aries is a very determined energy, and it's very much aware that there's always a new frontier to explore. So the last story time I did on Mars was Mars in Pisces, right? And he was in his yoga pants, and he was in the boat, floating on the ocean, complete surrender, no control, release, and receive. Well, now that boat has reached a new shore, and Mars is ready to get things started. So he jumps out of the boat, storms the beach, takes off his yoga pants, takes off his white V-neck T-shirt, puts on his warrior outfit, which I envision as the gladiator. And he is ready to go for it. You know, he's ready, he's geared up, he's ready for battle, he's ready to start. He feels very strong. He's very strong and very confident. And so I see this Mars in Aries going into a Colosseum. And this Colosseum is about... It's like just off the shore, right? Just off the water's edge of Pisces. And a Colosseum is actually a good representation of Capricorn energies. Because Colosseums are obviously physical structures. They're imposing. They're big. They're demonstrations of wealth. They're often demonstrations of rulers, emperors built Colosseums. Mars enters this Colosseum with a desire to prove himself, prove what he's capable of, prove what he can do, prove his strength. Now, proving anything is actually a lower egoic energy because on one hand, it's about demonstrating your skills and what you've learned and your expertise, yes, but on another energy is that the proving it shows that you want to demonstrate to people your worth. You want to demonstrate that you're strong. It can come from an insecure place as well. Okay, so it can come from, I'm ready to show you my skills. It can come from, I'm ready to show you that I'm a valuable human. And so I feel like this Mars in Aries, I actually feel like he's more conscious, though. It's interesting, because now I saw this energy running towards the Colosseum, running in, like almost like this unconscious desire of, I know the role to play. I know that I can go into battle. I know that I can be strong. I know that I can demonstrate all this stuff. But I feel like this Mars is different. And I feel like he's more conscious, and he's actually holding back. Now, Mars is coming up to meet some squares with the Capricorn energies. Mars in Aries has already squared Mercury. Mars is at 5 degrees right now as I do this show. And he squared Mercury at 5 degrees just yesterday. And now he's moving forward. Now, Mars squaring Mercury means you want to do something physical. You want to take action. You have something to express, perhaps. And then your mind slows you down or applies the brakes, and it can create a frustration. It can create a sense of, I don't know what to do. I just want to do anything just to move this energy. It's out of alignment between your body and your mind. So Mars had this slowdown of, what am I doing? That's what I'm hearing. It's sort of this sense of, I know the role I'm supposed to play. I know what I want to do, but I can't do it. I can't do what I normally want to do. So there's a frustration there, because that Mercury in Capricorn told him, hold back, don't go for it, don't do anything just yet. And yet he has all this energy. It's like this surge of energy that he needs to get out. And he's about to come up to a square with Saturn in Capricorn. Now, that's going to happen at 13 degrees, January 20th and 21st. And I feel like once Mars went into the Colosseum, he felt contained, and he knew that he was on other people's turf, and that he had to answer to a higher authority. Within Colosseums in Roman times, many senators, emperors, higher-ranking lawmakers, officials, people who were prominent would have their designated seats in the Colosseum. It was often a place to give private showings, to entertain, to demonstrate abundance, to demonstrate power. And a lot of gladiators were, in fact, slaves. They were either slaves or marginalized citizens. They were hired, but they weren't always operating from their free will. And so it's interesting, because I feel like this Mars in Aries, he just feels so constrained right now, where he's not able to do what he wants to do. He's not able to go for it and to move in his normal energies or his normal behavior. So the good thing that happens is that during his stay in the Colosseum, he meets up through a trine with Jupiter and Venus in Sagittarius. So Mars will be at about 12 degrees when he trines Venus in Sagittarius, and then Mars will also be at 13 and 14 degrees when he trines Jupiter. Jupiter in Sagittarius. And it just feels like, it feels like this Mars gets that fire surge, the faith. He gets a surge of faith from these planets in Sagittarius. And love, like there's some kind of big love that comes through, because Venus and Mars are the lovers. And then Jupiter conjunct Venus is a big love, is like a divine love, is a magical energy, and it just gives him this sense of, I can plow through this. I'm not going to lose faith. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to really stay strong in who I am. So this energy of the trine between Jupiter and Venus is also happening. It's really interesting. It's also happening right before and during the square to Saturn. So as you know, Saturn in Capricorn is Gandalf. And Mars has to answer to Gandalf January 20th and 21st. And I feel this as this paternal, fatherly energy that's a checking in point. And who reminds Mars that you're different now. And so what are you going to do that's different? How are you going to show up in the world that's different? What have you learned? Because it's really easy to go back into these old patterns of proving yourself or go back into these old energies that are only about yourself or your ego or the lower energies that you were used to in a previous cycle. But Mars is different now. We've been elevated in some regards. There's parts of us that are more balanced, energetically balanced. The feminine and the masculine are meant to be more balanced now, especially after Mars and Venus both went through their retrograde periods in 2018. Now they're meant to have a deeper sense of harmony within themselves and within the bigger energy spectrum. Okay, so that's where this gets so interesting. Because these Capricorn energies that are slowing Mars down are actually giving him a whole different perspective on what matters and what's important, and a reminder that he's different now. Our sense of self is different now. How we move through the world, how we understand the power of the ego, the power of our minds, the power of our masculine drives, it's different now. And it's meant to be in greater harmony with more aspects of ourselves. So Mars, he feels like he has to toe the line, that he really doesn't have the independence that he wants. He doesn't have the freedom that he enjoys. But I feel like this Gandalf energy is saying, remember who you are now and don't fall back into old patterns. Then Mars is going to make a square to Pluto in Capricorn, who will be at 21 degrees of Capricorn. And Mars will get to 21 degrees of Aries, February 1st and 2nd. So the beginning of February, Mars will meet his match, a very powerful force with Pluto and Capricorn that will challenge him deeply, and it will challenge his sense of self. It will challenge how he deals with his emotions and his body, how he deals with his desires, how he deals with, again, that independence, that sense of I have to go for what I want, I have to do it my way. And this Pluto in Capricorn energy is has so few words. It's such a force energy. It's like that sense of honoring what has changed in you that makes you uncomfortable. The new parts of you that are emerging could feel uncomfortable, like you've been triggered to really walk the talk, to really show up with a new level of consciousness, where before you thought it'd be okay or nobody would notice. I feel like there's something here, the beginning of February, with Mars squaring Pluto, that's actually about your own self-leadership. Both Aries and Capricorn are leadership energies, but they have different styles and intentions of leadership. And so there's this checking in point of your own spiritual mastery and your own spiritual maturity, because it can be really comfortable to stay in some parts of ourselves that are immature. And this Capricorn energy says we have to be mature. We have to be in our own authority and be very aware of ourselves in a whole new way. And that's why Mars is really uncomfortable right now through Aries, because he's really being watched and he's being held accountable in a whole new way. And he just wants to do it his way. He doesn't want to answer to anybody. He doesn't want anyone checking in on him, or he can also feel like he's being micromanaged. And there's a sense of the bigger purpose here is to ensure that you've honored how you've changed and you honor how your ego has been elevated to a new place of consciousness, a new level of responsibility. So then as Mars journeys forward in Aries, after he makes that final square to Pluto and Capricorn, I feel like he's done with this Colosseum energy. So if you imagine the gladiator who... It's interesting. Like, I'm not feeling a fighting energy, which you would think with Mars and Aries. I mean, he could have had some little battles, but I feel like there's more conversations or more discussions with the superiors, with this is what you're going to do, this is what you're not going to do, this is how you need to show up, this is how you not need to show up. These are the rules. These are the regulations. And I feel like this Mars and Aries says, you know what? I can't do it. I can't do it. This isn't who I am. I can't be captive. I can't be held. I can't be held to your requirements. I have to have my own, and I'm on this new adventure. I'm ready to break free. So Mars has this intense, powerful conversation with Pluto and Capricorn the beginning of February. Then he has some breathing room, and then he makes an explosive conjunction with Uranus in Aries at 29 degrees of Aries. Now, 29 degrees is known as a critical degree. It's the ending of that astrological sign's energy. It can be both an energy of exhaustion. 29 degrees can be, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I can't do this anymore. It can also be a graduation, a completion. So Mars makes a conjunction to Uranus. And what I'm feeling is that this is how it's like he meets up with the person holding the keys in the Colosseum, the guard, the individual who lets people in and out, the gatekeeper. And this Uranus in Aries energy recognizes who Mars is and recognizes that this is not meant to be a kept man, a slave, an individual who gives up their free will. I feel this as Uranus busts Mars out of this Colosseum. And it's like in the dark of night, and there's a sense of, I need to be free. And Uranus says, yes, you do. You need to be free. This is not where you're meant to be anymore. You've changed. You're different. You're not fit for this role, and you're meant to be free. And so Uranus and Mars together is explosive. It can be big anger. It can be violence. It can be a volcano. It can be something that must change. And why it's significant is because they're both at 29 degrees of Aries, and they're not going to meet in Aries for the next 84 years. So there's a real sense of, this is who I am, a sense of, I am clear on who I am. I have to be myself. I can't compromise. I can't hold back. Mars busts out of the Colosseum. He busts out with a new sense of freedom. It's very rebellious. It's very revolutionary, and hopefully there isn't a lot of bloodshed, but it's a sense of, I have to be free. Mars busts out, and he runs forward into Taurus. He takes off the armor of the gladiator. He puts down his sword. He moves into a very beautiful area that feels like it has this peace. He's walking forward into a forest to gather himself, to slow down, and to really start to build the life he wants, to build the life that has value, that has meaning. And he says, I'm going to really bring together everything I need, resources, anything from the land. Taurus is about what we harvest from the earth. And I'm going to create what is meaningful to me, and I'm not going to be rushed. I'm not going to fight for it. I'm going to be self-reliant. I'm going to do this on my own. And so I feel like this Mars then moves into Taurus, and he builds a log cabin for himself. And he builds this log cabin to have his peace of mind and to really be clear on who he is now. So until he gets to that log cabin, which will happen in the middle of February, Mars can feel frustrated. And this is our ego. This is our emotional body that's activated. This is our sense of what I want, I can't have, because I'm feeling that other people have the authority or the power. So I hope this story helps understand that right now, if part of what you need or what you want feels like it's delayed, there's a power struggle, you're not in control, breathe through it, take care of yourself, exercise, take care of your body, manage your feelings or your anger or your responses, and know that in the middle of February, you're going to feel more grounded, this Mars in Taurus, because Mars in Taurus is going to have a sense of what is best for him right now. And I also feel like there's more simplicity that comes in when Mars is in Taurus. So this is an understanding that trust who you are, okay? Don't sacrifice who you are. Don't give up who you are, but contain it. There's a containing energy here. Contain it and maintain it emotionally, physically, egoically, and spiritually, because you're different now. And you're also getting acquainted with this new part of yourself. Okay, I feel like that's done. It's interesting how I felt this Mars is so frustrated. And so let's let him meditate. He needs to exercise. Maybe he just needs to run in circles to get out the anger or the frustration, and that would be a healthy way to move the energy. But don't allow yourself to become inflamed, okay? That's also Mars in Aries is inflammation or anything like headaches, anything with the head. Aries rules the head. Take care of yourself physically, spiritually, in all ways, and know that more is to come, of course, as this journey continues and as we move forward. Thank you for joining me, my friends. I'll be back on Monday with another show that's going to talk about Capricorn energies in our professional world and how to uphold certain standards, how to practice what we say is important, how to put that into motion professionally. And I also hope that you enjoy this free Kindle download, should you choose to enjoy it or download it. In the meantime, thank you for joining me, and I so appreciate your connection. And I'll be back here with you next Monday. Until then, have a beautiful week ahead, and enjoy the journey, and feel gratitude for what you do have going on in your life right now. Thank you so much, friends. I'll talk to you later. Bye.